Let's welcome our special musical guests. They might be giants.
I'm still processing the traveling pony.
Now, this is, I have to admit, a little confusing because we have a lot of, we have John Flansburgh.
Hi.
And then we have John Linnell.
Hello.
And of course, we have Jonathan Colton.
Hi. That's actually a different name, Jonathan.
It is different. I'm going to refer to you by your last name.
Sure.
Flansburgh.
It'll
Linnell.
Be just like cool. In high school.
Yeah. It's like we're part of a team.
Yes.
Can you please share with everyone the title of this next game?
The title of the game is Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Let's hope our contestants don't take that too seriously, and let's say hello to them, Craig Muller and Michaela Bly. Michaela, if I were to ask you, what kind of trivia would you do the best at? What would you say?
I sort of wish this weren't true, but it would be comedies of the early to mid-90s.
Okay.
specifically teen comedies of the early
to
mid-90s.
Right, four movies you're talking about.
10 Things I Hate About You,
yeah.
She's All That, Get Over It, and then whatever the fourth one was that also had Freddie Prinze Jr. in
okay.
it.
That's a very specific oeuvre you've got covered there.
I'm not very good at trivia.
And then, so what would you say you would do the worst at?
The Constitution.
The Constitution. Right. So what you're saying is you know the important stuff. Craig, how about you? What do you excel at trivia-wise?
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Well played, sir. Well played.
And what's not your thing trivia-wise? What would you say you would not do well at?
Literature.
Literature. Quite broad, but now we know a lot about you. I only read the Constitution. The winner of this game will receive a custom recorded song by They Might Be Giants about them and Carl Castle for their home answering machine. The loser of this game will get a voicemail message about Carl Castle and him or her in song form by They Might Be Giants.
What?
Wait, so we both win?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Amazing.
You guys are
one of
fast.
The songs will be better than the other.
And normally at this point, we would explain the premise of the game and our puzzle guru would give an example, but we're not going to do that. Instead, we're just going to ask you some trivia questions, so just relax, it's all totally cool. And They Might Be Giants will judge you.
Judge the answers.
The answers,
the
judge
answer.
Your answers. Here we go. We're going to start with a simple one. How many states are in the United States? Michaela.
50.
Wrong! Michaela, there are only 46 states in the United States. The other four are commonwealths. Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, that kind of thing.
It's fun, right? It's a fun game.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah.
If you look really close at the flag, are four the stars asterisks? All right, so you're getting a taste for what's going on.
Who played the lead emergency room doctor on ER when it first premiered on network television in 1984? Michaela.
George Clooney.
Wrong. Michaela, we're talking about the first ER. It was E/R. And it starred show business pariah Elliot Gould.
I only knew it as E/R, so if you had asked me E/R, that
nice.
Would have...
Michaela, are you suggesting that we are trying to trick you guys in some way? Because
no,
I am personally
I actually,
wounded by that accusation.
I accuse no one. I think that finally you guys are, you know, getting used to the intelligence of the contestants. This is really great.
I've noticed that you have different tactics in this game going forward. Craig so far is like, nope. I'm not even gonna bother. In feet, how long is the minute hand on Big Ben? Craig.
6 feet.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
The real answer is 0 feet. And the reason is Big Ben doesn't have any hands because according to the British Parliament website, the nickname Big Ben specifically refers to the bell that sits inside the tower, not the clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Snap.
It's getting kind of uncomfortable here in the room.
Yes.
All right, so this one is multiple choice, okay? Where was the first Outback Steakhouse restaurant? Sydney, Melbourne, or Perth? Michaela, I like your spirit.
None of the above.
We have a winning answer, ladies and gentlemen.
That's exactly right.
You
it turns
the
out
code.
That restaurant with the bloomin' onion, it started in Tampa, Florida.
How'd that feel, Michaela?
Oh my gosh, so good. I feel like having that many wrong answers in a row makes a right answer feel so much better.
You're welcome.
It's the Stockholm syndrome.
This is your last question. In what year did the War of 1812 begin? Craig.
It can't be 1812.
You need to make a decision. I'm sorry, Craig.
1811.
Wrong.
The year was 1812.
I am as angry and exhausted as you are. Archung, how did our contestants do?
By a score of 1-0, Michaela, you're our winner.
Michaela, you'll be moving on to Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. But a huge hand for incredible sports, Craig and Michaela. And they might be giants. Coming up, we'll hear a brand new song from They Might Be Giants, and we'll talk to the mad scientists behind Radiolab, Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.